It's 73 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Jen Johnson and Dr. Kyle Horton. Jen Johnson is a writer, photographer, mindfulness teacher, and a counselor. Dr. Kyle Horton is an internal medicine physician and a former primary care provider at the VA Medical Center in Virginia. Jen and Kyle began creating the project Invisible Wounds of War over a year ago, and they began reaching out to veterans just in June. And the project exhibit opens next Thursday, November 5th, at the Randall Library. Now, you can find out more about this whole project and about the exhibit at invisiblewoundsnc.com. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Dr. Horton, I'd like for you to just give us a background. I know about the project. Some of our listeners may have never heard about it before. Tell us just an overview about this Invisible Wounds of War project.
Well, Invisible Wounds of War is really an exploration of veterans' struggles as they come home from war. We're focusing on psychological, moral, spiritual injury, with less than 1% of the population having served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and only about 7 or 8% of the general population being veterans now, mm-hmm. It's really important to offer healing opportunities and ways for veterans to express themselves, and for us as members of the community to be able to better understand their struggles and to meet them with compassion and understanding as they come home from combat.
Yeah. So basically, just making sure everyone can speak the same language and get on some common ground.
Absolutely.
Together. How have you developed the project?
So it's really come together really nicely. We've had workshops with Jen and the veterans working through writing and photography. The veterans composed a lot of the images themselves, and they worked together in a really collaborative fashion so that the exhibit that we're having on the 5th is really going to be how they wanted to be depicted mm-hmm. and truly guided by their experiences, which I think is going to make it extremely powerful and moving for members of the community.
Mm. Tell us about the exhibit, Jen. The exhibit that's opening next week on Thursday evening, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, is the opening reception at the Randall Library. What could we expect to see at this exhibit?
Well, I can't say enough how excited I am about this exhibit, and the veterans have really created some very beautiful and deeply moving and informative work. So we'll have highlighted writing from the workshop. We'll have photographs from the photography workshop and photography sessions. And we'll also have writing that we collected through veterans community events and online submissions. The photographs, as Dr. Horton said, are collaborative efforts between myself and the veterans. They were asked to write a self-portrait and then pull poignant pieces of text from that writing and design an image that conveys how they would like to be represented. And so with my technical input and their design ideas, we created these beautiful self-portraits, and they're just stunning.
You know, I am really curious about that in terms of, so they kind of pull out some expression of who they are, and they decide what their photo might be.
Yes, and
like.
It all relates to their invisible wounds of war.
Right.
Their expressions of, you know, the depth of the wounding. There's also expressions of a lot of hope and healing. One of the most beautiful moments in this process was the day in the photography workshop that this group decided that they wanted to transform the veterans' narrative into one that ends with hope. We hear so mm-hmm. many stories about veteran suicides, and this group really wanted to transform that narrative into one that ends with hope. And I felt really excited about that, and a lot of that effort is conveyed in both the writing and the images at the exhibit.
And you two came together because you both had an interest in helping veterans, interacting with veterans in a positive way. If I remember correctly, you had a mutual friend that introduced you, that knew both of you were really passionate about this, and you got together and you made this project happen. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Kyle Horton and Jen Johnson, and they are the founders, and they're doing like everything for this great project, Invisible Wounds of War. You can find out more about the project at invisiblewoundsnc.com. And the exhibit of some of the work they've been doing is at Randall Library with an opening reception a week from today, Thursday, November 5th. That reception is from 6 to 8 o'clock. Now, Dr. Horton, there is also more stuff that's going on. You have some workshops and film and book signings. And tell us about that stuff.
Yeah, we have an exciting series of events planned for throughout the month of November, and I'm going to quickly run through the list. But as Gina said, you can go to invisiblewoundsnc.com/events, and this entire list is on there. In addition to the exhibit opening on the 5th, we will offer on the 7th in the morning a mindfulness workshop that will be facilitated by Jen. The therapeutic effects of mindfulness have been substantiated in the medical literature. This is for veterans and their spouses or partners. On the 13th, Kirsten Holmstedt will be reading from her upcoming book, Soul Survivors. You may be familiar with her previous work. She's an MFA, a journalist and author from UNCW. Her first work was Band of Sisters, and the other was When Girls Come Marching Home. So she's really an expert in the experiences of women veterans. On the 17th, Marion Gettings, who's the suicide prevention coordinator at the VA, along with Jen, will present a workshop for mental health care and other health care providers on healing the invisible wounds of war. And then on the 20th, we'll have a screening of the documentary film Ground Operations and a panel discussion following the film. This will be a nice opportunity to highlight a healing opportunity for veterans who may be interested in gardening or farming as either a recreational or a vocational opportunity. So this will end things on a really hopeful, healing note.
So that's that film is on the 20th. Is that at the Randall Library?
So the film on the 20th will actually be in McNeil Hall.
Okay, great. Well, we'll get all this on our website. And also, folks, you can visit the website invisiblewoundsnc.com to see all of that. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies.
Thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you, Gina.
It's 12:06.